Under current law, citizens who buy something online and aren't automatically charged a sales tax by the store are supposed to charge themselves the tax and send a check into the government. But Senator Evelyn Lynn, a Daytona Beach Republican, says more often than not, that doesn't happen. Lynn says there's no mechanism for enforcing the rule. She says instead people are going to the web because without paying a tax, stuff is cheaper there. And she says that makes it hard for Main Street businesses to compete.
You probably heard that Best Buy has now become a showroom for online. People go into Best Buy, they find what they really like and find out how much it is and try it out, do everything with it, sometimes even buy it and bring it back. And then they go online and find that they can get it much cheaper because they don't have to pay the tax.
Senator Lynn presented a committee bill from the Budget Subcommittee on Finance and Tax aimed at tackling that issue. The measure had initially been drafted by Republican Senator Ellen Bogdanoff of Fort Lauderdale, but Bogdanoff has since moved to chair the Budget Subcommittee on Criminal and Civil Justice Appropriations after Republican Senator Mike Fasano of Newport Richey got booted from his seat. Lynn says the bill would protect businesses that otherwise have to compete with retailers who, because they don't collect sales tax, can automatically charge a discounted price. Florida Retail Federation President Rick McAllister says that really hurts the state's small businesses.
And while the big businesses are screaming about this, they're surviving, most of them. The big buys, the bookstores, the people that are easy to hurt, they're not doing so well. The rest of them don't like it. It's unfair. But it's the small people who are really suffering. And the growth of small business, which is so vital to the state of Florida, is going to suffer unless we fix this problem quickly.
And Senator Gwen Margolis, a Miami Democrat, points out sales tax is a major source of revenue in the state.
The impact has been, especially on our revenue source, has been an incredible blow to the state. And I don't think that we'll ever see a year again that we don't have a shortfall.
Right now, only stores with an actual location in the state are required to collect sales tax from internet sales. The committee bill would expand that so that retailers who use another organization to help them do or solicit business in the state would also have to collect and remit sales tax. It would also require collection from companies with websites that have click-throughs or links to online retailers like Amazon that pay a commission for sales stemming from their site. Florida Governor Rick Scott, who's pledged not to increase taxes, has said he would sign an internet sales tax bill provided that it's revenue neutral. Lynn says the committee bill is because the measure stipulates that any money brought in from taxes collected for purchases made on the internet would be given back to Floridians. She says that could be done in any number of ways.
So it could be the sales tax holiday, it could be lowering the tax rate, it could be implementing any other tax relief that is decided upon by our state.
And Lynn says an internet sales tax is not a new tax. Citizens are already supposed to be paying it. She says internet sales tax collection laws have been enacted in more than 20 other states. The bill was adopted by the Senate Tax and Finance Committee. Several similar bills have been filed, including one by Senator Nancy Dietert. Dietert's proposal is more stringent, though she's said she is willing to amend her bill to match the Senate Finance and Tax Committee's measure. Several other internet sales tax bills have been filed in the House, but House leaders have been hesitant to take up measures that could give the appearance of adding a new tax. Meanwhile, there are rumors circulating about an offer from Amazon to build a location in Florida that would create more than 2,000 jobs if officials agree to exempt the company from paying the tax for at least 2 years. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.